Rough Housing. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Sense8. Rating Teen. Category Gen. Also tagged for Fighting, Play Fighting, Training, Friendship slash Love, Protectiveness, and Psychic Bond. Part 10 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of...
It doesn't really take an expert to see that Felix has no fight training other than being repeatedly tossed into fights well over his head and coming out the other side feeling buzzed. There isn't a form to his fighting, but that's sort of what he depends on. He's scrappy, he avoids patterns and plans, intentionally he swears, so that people can't ever guess what he's going to do. He likes his guns and knives as much as the next career criminal, but other things have shock value, and anything can be a weapon if you swing it hard enough. So you swing hard, you punch and kick until you can't, and then you go for the ears, eyes, balls. You pull at anything that might twist or tear off. You sink in your teeth and shake. There is no honor to be gained by not fighting back with everything you have in you. Felix doesn't believe in fair when he's getting the shit kicked out of him. Case in point, today. His back hits the carpet shortly before his skull, and his vision swims for a moment. Shit, fuck! He rolls onto his side, cradling his head with his bruised hands.
I believe there is a word for it,
Sun says evenly, standing over him, flexing in Wolfgang's skin.
For men who fight like they are too crazy for death to take. You.
She breaks off when Felix launches for her again. Felix loves fighting. With Sun, though, it feels a little more like he likes getting his ass kicked. Because he's been doing his damnedest to pin her for weeks, and he's gotten a whole lot of diddly shit for his efforts. The light in her eyes when they fight is so eerily close to what he sees in Wolfgang that he feels his pulse kick up as soon as she turns it on him. It's viciousness, yes. The ecstatic feeling of finally break, throw your fists, sweat and bleed as hard as you can. You are good for this. But it's also something like the loving violence Felix feels towards Wolfgang. Still, yes, as hard as you can, this too you are good for. This violence is her boredom and her protectiveness rolling seamlessly into Wolfgang's, the odd spark of sadism that occasionally arcs between the three of them. Nobody is allowed to hurt you as I do. They fight because Sun has claimed him, has marked his bruises as her territory, shared only with Wolfgang. Anyone else who makes an attempt to hurt him will come to the understanding that Felix Brenner has already fought the scariest warrior he could face. And in that way, she had loved him. He had lived and will live now too, motherfucker. They are not headmates, but these fights, these lessons, will let Sun's training reach through Felix and knock the breath out of anyone who comes at him with raised fists. Felix has never been a slouch in a fight. Felix is good. But Sun is Sun. Every time she touches him, she is taking pains to burn bits of herself into him. Her training, her awareness, her grit and fire mixed with and cementing his. Felix carries her with the same pride that he carries Wolfgang and, likewise, fights her as hard as he can.
He's still going to lose, but it's less about losing and more about... Once, her kick goes high and Felix lands a blow so hard she hisses and slaps him to the ground out of reflex. Once, he ducks back out of the way of her elbow before she even throws it and twists her away from him. Once, she immediately brutally goes for his face, and he manages to block 6 hits before she stuns him. Today, Felix's legs are flying out from under him again, but when she comes down on top of him, he's got a knife, plastic, harmless, pressed up against her stomach. He's panting for breath, staring up at her with smugness that is mostly eclipsed by both the shock that this fucking worked and the awe with which he always regards her. Wolfgang's face has always affected him, but the brightness and pride in their shared gaze bubbles up in his chest. The arm she had cocked back to punch him lowers, and her mouth lifts slightly towards a smile. "Cheater," Sun says, pleased with him. Felix grins up at her, blinking sweat from his eyes. "All's fair in love and war," he says, because this is both, and he wouldn't have a shot at either if he didn't bend the rules once in a while. He squints at her, though, when her smile goes cheeky. "What?" Sun just hums, patting his chest and rolling off of him in one smooth motion. It's Wolfgang again when he lands beside Felix, breathing hard and looking respectfully irritated, impressed. She was fighting 3 of us at once. "What?" Wolfgang cuts his eyes at him. She wanted to see if she could take both of us at the same time. He answers, "But Kafeus wanted training too." Felix blinks. "All 3 of us?" A grunt. "She beat all 3 of us?" Another grunt. It takes a moment for that information to stick, but when it does, Felix just blows a tired raspberry, similarly irritated and impressed. He lays there, taking catalog of the aches in his body and the fact that he's used to getting beat up. He nudges Wolfgang's arm.
"Did she take it easy on Kafeus?"
"Yes," Kafeus snorts, head lolling over to look at Felix. His face scrunched in bemused pain as he touches Wolfgang's nose.
"Didn't feel like it, though."
Felix gives him a curious chuckle.
"Pain is a lesson that sticks, I guess," he replies.
"Fight me sometime. Wolfie and I'll teach you how to cheat." That makes Kafeus laugh. "That is very touching. I accept."
"Touching?"
"Oh." "Oh, of course," Kafeus would know. They all would. Felix may be able to learn to love softly in a lot of ways, but the truest form of his affections will always be roughhousing. When he bubbles over with joy, more often than not, it involves him putting someone in a headlock than doing anything indulgent. Though, to be fair, as of late, he has been a little more liberal with his affection. Case in point, he gives Kafeus a noogie before kissing the top of his head. The end. Hello, teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me. Look right through me. I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world. Bad world. Bad world. Bad world. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!